From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
My day job is running a humane society, and I've done that for almost 30 years. The great joy of doing this work and doing it for so long, I've had the chance to see the world become a much better place for homeless animals. Shelter adoptions were once rare, and these places were sad and gray. But today, in my own community down on the peninsula, like in other Bay Area communities, euthanasia has been reduced to a point where never again will a healthy dog or cat die simply for want of a home and a family. However, we still see animals for whom there really is no other choice but a gentle end to suffering. The beloved pets of folks who trust us to end their friends' pain. Abandoned animals, victims of accident, neglect, or even intentional cruelty. A shelter professional, trained by doctors and compassionate by disposition, will expertly inject a little blue liquid. The eyes close, the breathing slows, and life ends. Gentle, without drama. That's part of animal welfare, my professional life. My personal life includes being the son of elderly parents, both in their 80s and neither of them well. My mom's primary diagnosis is dementia, although she has other major health problems as well. For the past months, her only clear, intelligible words have been when she asks, pleads with me really, for a way to die. She is suffering, and she wants to die. Visiting with her today was awful. The caregivers in her assisted living center and the hospice workers we've brought in are all remarkably caring. In many ways, they remind me of my co-workers at the Humane Society. They will, they tell me, find the right mix of drugs to reduce, hopefully resolve, the end-of-life agitation she is experiencing, thrashing with a little strength left her, imagining people in the room out to hurt her. I wonder about the obvious. Why is it that I can end the suffering of a sweet, wonderful dog or cat? And why is it that no one can end the suffering of my mother, who so desperately, and I believe legitimately, wants nothing more than to end her pain? Surely she should be treated as kindly as are my dogs and cats. With a Perspective, I'm Ken White.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.